Hello everyone, it's Charlie again, and we are about to embark on our fourth episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about how to take a multiple choice exam. Before we dive into multiple choice exams, let's first talk about why we have exams at all and why they are timed. According to Mary Ray and her colleagues in the American Journal of Pharmaceutical Education, examinations are used in higher education to objectively assess student learning. The reality is, if we don't test your knowledge, you won't study and work hard to learn the material. Knowing this material is crucial for any future profession you desire, and it provides the base knowledge for your specialized fields later. You might then ask yourself, why are the exams timed? There is a good reason for that too. The better you know the material, the faster you can recall it. This is actually a crucial part of the test. This also teaches you time management skills as well as learning to maneuver and think critically under stress. Today, we will talk about how to perform well on a multiple choice exam. In many large universities these days, multiple choice exams are a popular option. There is a reason for this. When you have hundreds of students in your class, it is impossible to grade essay exams in a timely manner, even with assistance from graders or teaching assistants. Multiple choice exams can be tricky though, and there is a definite strategy to taking these exams and performing well. When it comes to multiple choice exams, there are some tips and suggestions I will give you based on expert advice. According to Minot State University in North Dakota, you should first preview the exam. Read over the questions and exam sections and figure out which ones are worth the most points. That is where you should spend the majority of your time. If all of the sections are equally valuable, think about what questions you instantly know and which ones will require more thought. Minot also suggests that you recycle through the test. In other words, attempt questions throughout the test that you can immediately answer and then come back to questions you can't. Those answers may occur to you later as you relax and your brain warms up. Some professors will also purposefully add hints to more difficult problems in other questions to help you jar your memory. Make sure you read through the questions carefully. Remember that it only takes one word change to completely shift the meaning of the question. If allowed, mark up your exam. Circle key phrases and words to help you address the question correctly. My favorite piece of advice is to use the true or false strategy for multiple choice exams. Only circle the answer that is true with regards to the question. If it's not true, don't circle it. Minot also suggests that you watch out for phrases like always or never. Usually in science, as in life, there is an exception for every rule. These absolute phrases are meant to throw you off. Finally, Minot suggests to remember that you are looking for the best answer for the question you're given. After you read the question carefully, yet before you read through the possible answers, try to think what the answer might be. Then read through the choices you're given and pick the one that fits best. For more information and helpful tips and tricks, visit the Minot State University website titled How to Take Multiple Choice Tests. I wish you the best of luck on your exams, and happy studying.